Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus appointed 72, wow, that's a big number, 72 of his followers, and sent them out two by two, see, together, two by two, not rushing ahead, staying together, every town and place where he was himself about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and don't go with Barbara and buy some more. And do not greet anyone on the road. Okay.
Hey, school's out. It's nearly summer. Well, it is summer. It's nearly summer holidays anyway. Holiday time is here. I've got my suitcase. But what's the hardest part about going on holiday, do you find?
Packing, yes, packing.
Packing. You all sympathise with that one, do you? Packing.
So, it's a question of what would we do? What would the weather be like? What would we need to take with us?
What would we need? Look, it's okay because this year we're going on holiday with discipleship package tours. They do a great holiday, I'm told. And they're sending us instructions on what we can and cannot take, so they'll be sold.
Well, I have already done some packing in advance.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure discipleship package tours will understand that we have to be packed and ready for every weather and whatever we might do. So, we've got a few things extra to go in. There's the clothes for 2 weeks. They're in the other suitcases. That's just an extra jacket in case it's cold at night. Ezra, do you want to come and help see what's in this suitcase?
Come and help pack the suitcase, Ezra.
We've got the hat. Can you put that in there? That's in case it gets really sunny. Do you want to put it in here? I'm going on holiday, you see. Okay. Thank you. And we've got the toilet bag, toiletries. Can you put that in there as well? Thank you. Now we've got some outdoor shoes for when it's wet. Can you put these in for me, Ezra? Oh, got the hairdryer, because there may not be one in the room, okay? And that's about some shoes for outdoor weather. Let's put those in. Whoa, that's it. And oh, we need some indoor shoes as well. So can we put these in next? That's it. Thank you. I think we might need to rearrange them a bit. And that one. Thank you. Oh, and just in case it's sunny, we need some sun cream, don't we? Yeah, mustn't forget that. And oh, and what about the wet weather gear? Yeah, that one in as well. Can we put that one in? Oh, it's getting a bit full, isn't it? And oh, a book. Yeah. We want a book to read, don't we? How about several books? You're going to read the story for me first. That's great.
Oh, you like reading books, Ezra. There's no pictures in that book, I'm sorry.
Okay. Right. Well,
we got everything? No, it's empty now, Ezra.
It's nearly full. What else might we need?
Oh.
What else?
Do I hear the post? Oh, I think the postie's coming. She's hopefully bringing our letter of our information about what we can take and cut. Thank you very much.
Will you please keep your dog under control?
Excellent. Right. Excellent. Oh, look, it is. It's from Discipleship Tours. Information about what to take has arrived. Confirmation of your holiday from Discipleship Tours and packing advice.
Oh, gosh. I hope they don't mind us taking three suitcases.
This is your packing advice from Discipleship Tours. This is what you are to take. The clothes you travel in and nothing else. Not even a purse or a bag or a pair of sandals.
How can we do that? Think of the weather. The walks.
They've got an answer. That's what Jesus said to the 72. He sent them out saying, do not even take a purse or a bag or a pair of sandals.
Why would he say that?
Well, I think because Jesus sends his people on a mission, and how they do doesn't depend upon what they've got, but upon him. It depends on him. So that's why he said, look, whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me, God our Father in heaven. So Jesus wants us to go to people today and share the good news of the kingdom of God. But how people respond doesn't depend on us. We shouldn't be puffed up if they say yes, nor should we be discouraged and disheartened if they say no. We should just go and tell them and leave the result to Jesus, for it all depends on him. Do the prayer.
I don't know about you, but I think we need to pray for some help on that. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, may we be ready and willing to tell others about you and leave the results up to you. Amen.
Amen.